proclamation number 8700 dated the December 15th, 1963. Truth emanates from God Himself. Desire the truth, and truly, this spiritual request will be granted to you. But don't search for this truth in books which are based on human intellect again, which are purely intellectual thoughts, assumptions, for which no evidence can be provided. For as soon as you assume that people are capable of ascertaining the truth by themselves, you are mistaken, because pure truth originates from me alone, as I myself am the eternal truth. Therefore I say, request the truth from me, sincerely appeal to me for it and you shall receive it. The truth, as I want it to be understood and which you should request of me, is a wealth of knowledge of a spiritual nature. It is knowledge which extends into spiritual spheres and which can never be substantiated by evidence. It is the knowledge of your existence, its reason and purpose. It is the knowledge of the power which brought everything into existence and of the relationship between you humans and this power. It is the knowledge about the nature, reign and activity of this power, which has created everything that exists. It is impossible for any human being's intellect to provide a truthful explanation of this. Such an explanation can only be given by the eternal truth itself. Hence you have to ask it yourselves. It is I who can and wants to give you an answer because I am the highest authority and also the love, which wants to please you, my living creations, with this knowledge. But I can only reveal myself to those who sincerely desire truth, yet they will not ask me in vain to impart the truth to them. However, only a few people have this sincere desire. Mostly they are indifferent or they unreservedly accept what is given to them by their fellow human beings who also merely use their intellect but cannot guarantee that their reasoning was guided correctly. Not many are interested in the basic questions relating to their existence as human beings, and the belief in a God of love, wisdom and might is not always strong enough to ask him for enlightenment. The pure truth, however, can only emanate from me, and their wrong attitude towards me, their God and Creator, is the reason why people live in error and devoid of all truthful knowledge and thus don't make use of their earthly life which could lead them to perfection. Their indifference towards truth is a side effect of the human soul's immense immaturity, for they are still dominated by my adversary who tries to prevent everything which could provide people with clarification, because he doesn't want to lose them and can only control them as long as their spirit is dark, far removed from the truth. But only truth leads people to perfection. Truth alone is beatitude. It is a light which illuminates the darkness of night that is spread across the earth. I myself am the truth, and thus anyone who knows the truth is closely united with me. As long as you humans are not truthfully instructed, you lack the light for your earthly path of life. Admittedly, you keep walking, but where is the path leading to without truth? It can only lead into the abyss, whereas you will irrevocably ascend if you take the path of truth. For this is brightly illuminated and leads you to the goal, to me who is eternal truth itself. And I am truly always willing to guide you into truth, as I promised when I lived on earth. I will reveal myself in my love, wisdom and might to every person who simply desires in his heart to hear me, to be guided into truth by me. This is the most important prayer you can send to me. For this plea demonstrates your serious will to return. It also proves to me that you acknowledge me as your God and Father, and it is a spiritual request which will surely be granted. For as soon as I can convey the pure truth to you, you will also learn to get to know and love me in my nature. And I want your love. I yearn for your love, which is only deep and pure if you, through the conveyance of pure truth, know about everything, your origin and past relationship with me and the goal which shall unite you with me again. Then love will ignite in you and you will push ever closer to me and thus can also be guided into ever more profound knowledge which will make you extremely happy. You will learn about my eternal plan of salvation, about the Father's love for his children and the great work of return, for which every single person can also offer me his services. You will learn to love me. And this love will make you blissfully happy, for it will lead to the final union with me, to eternal life. Yet only the truth leads to the goal and thus you humans should strive for the truth. You should lovingly hand yourselves over to me and let yourselves be taught by me, and then you will indeed be instructed by me, your God and Father, who knows everything and who thus can and wants to teach you everything because he loves you. Amen.